about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Lexi and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Soldiers Memorial Hall in Ipswich has reports of serious structural issues. After RSL staff initially noticed uneven tables 5 years ago, it has become more obvious that the floor of the 103-year-old building is sinking. The Ipswich Council has been contacted for assistance in maintaining the hall and is set to start construction in 2026/2027.
$200,000 is being invested by the Queensland Government into renaming satellite hospitals after public confusion has undermined the use of the facilities. Health Minister Tim Nicholls states that the most of the funding would be spent on replacing signage and stationery, ultimately assisting in allowing patients to recognise the right facilities to use during a life-changing situation. Nicholls states in an emergency called 000, but medical issues like a cut, a bruise or a cold require assistance from a satellite health centre.
In national news, hundreds of workers at an Illawarra coal mine owned by embattled association GFG Alliance have been stood down after the company failed to pay its suppliers. The association has been struggling to pay its creditors following shutdown at its other Australian asset, the Whyalla Steelworks. The company expects to return to normal production soon, while a number of parties have expressed interest in buying the mine.
Australians convicted of displaying terrorist symbols in public will spend at least a year in jail under a new law passed in Parliament on Thursday. The government passed a new hate speech legislation with the bipartisan support of the coalition after accepting its amendments to mandate prison time for certain offences. The law also upgrades the penalties for verbal abuse based on race, disability or sexual orientation.
In international news, Irish citizens face the possibility of a new deadly outbreak as the first Irish case of clade 1 mpox was recently discovered. A deadlier strain of the viral disease, once known as monkeypox, was discovered in a Dublin hospital in an individual who had recently visited Africa. The first ever case of clade 1 in Ireland has higher mortality rates in comparison to that of clade 2, a strain Ireland faced an outbreak of back in 2020. Public health authorities are currently investigating the case of the disease, as well as tracing the infected individual's close contacts, while the patient continues receiving specialist care for the disease.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Set sail into uncharted sonic territory with Songs for Dead Sailors. Brisbane improvisation heavyweight Toby Wren.